We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, while a huge chunk of holiday sales will be online again this year, that isn't stopping some brave shoppers from hitting malls and shopping centers around the tri-state today. Roosevelt Field on Long Island is bustling, and that's where we find 1010 Wins reporter Darius Ratzius joining us now with a live report. Darius?
Well, the parking lot here is fairly full at Roosevelt Field Mall as shoppers get a jump on their holiday shopping. It appears that the usual hectic scene for Black Friday has returned to normal at the end of the COVID-19 pandemic, but spending may not be. It does appear that inflation is the new challenge for shoppers as they balance their spending with increased costs. People don't seem to be holding back on how deep they reach into their wallets. But because of the increase in cost, they're not walking out of stores with as many bags as they usually would. Still, shoppers here tell me that they're still glad to be back in the stores for the holidays without worrying about any health restrictions. Darius Ranzi's 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM at Roosevelt Field Mall on Long Island.
Well, while many New Yorkers gathered with family and loved ones for Thanksgiving yesterday, Mayor Adams visited Rikers Island, where he planned to enjoy a meal with a detainee and her newborn baby.
No matter what an individual does in their lives, we need to treat people in a humane way. And I want to stop in and say happy Thanksgiving to everyone here and wish them the best as the new holiday season.
Now, while he was there, the mayor also thanked correction officers who were working the holiday and called them underappreciated. The mayor has been resisting calls for a federal takeover of the trouble-plagued jail. We'll get ready for the first ever restaurant week in Paterson, New Jersey. It kicks off today with about 20 restaurants taking part, more being added. That's a whole range of cuisines to choose from, including Middle Eastern, Caribbean, Italian, and Mexican, too. Sounds good. Now, we spoke with Paterson Mayor Andre Saya about the importance of the event for the city.
And the restaurants are still trying to recover, so we're hoping that this restaurant week will help them rebound. We want to give them a boost, especially on the eve of Small Business Saturday, because our small businesses are the backbone of our economy, and everybody likes to eat, and everybody likes our restaurants.
Now, Paterson's Restaurant Week is scheduled to run through December 2nd. Participating eateries will offer diners a prefix menu for lunch or dinner at a cost of $17.92. May seem like an odd number, but it's an homage of the year that Paterson was founded by Alexander Hamilton. You can get more information on the City of Paterson's Facebook page. A couple of shootings in the Bronx on Thanksgiving Day, one of them right in front of a playground, sending a teenager to the hospital. The 14-year-old girl was hit in the leg when bullets flew near East 225th Street and Shefflin Avenue. Jose Pacheco tells Channel 7 Eyewitness News he was right there when it happened.
I heard gunshots about 4 to 5, and it's ridiculous on Thanksgiving at that. It was early, though, about 2:30. It was still daylight. It's just crazy.
Now, the teen was a bystander, police say, in the wrong place at the wrong time, but doctors expect her to be okay. Another shooting on Thanksgiving night was fatal. This time, 23-year-old Elijah Ducouré was hit in the neck near the intersection of East 223rd Street and Bronxwood Avenue. No arrests yet in either shooting.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.